When I went to this building to conduct today's feature, I was a little confused. There were two front doors, and it was difficult to figure out where to enter. What was confusing to me was commonplace a few decades ago. The story behind two doors to a museum is this edition of The American Countryside.
AgroLiquid's full line of crop nutrients offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Their crop nutrients can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizers your crop may not need, you're using less and seeing more in your fields, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Go to AgroLiquid.com to get your crop nutrient game plan.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Peanuts are a big deal here in Dothan, Alabama. This was the place George Washington Carver brought his traveling school to instruct farmers on the science of farming.
You can understand people being obsessed with the peanut when you understand how it saved our economy, which saved our families.
You can find more about Carver and his contemporaries here at the Carver Museum. But as Precious Freeman, executive director of the museum, explains, this building itself is quite a topic for some.
This is the first Greyhound bus station in Dothan, built in the 40s. And it was once segregated. It's one of the last freestanding Art Deco bus stations that anyone can visit. So we do have some visitors who come just for that, who like to travel around and look at old bus stations.
But this bus station turned Carver Museum has some unique features from a few decades ago.
We say that it's our best and biggest exhibit, and this is a chance for them to see there's a colored entrance. Because you're telling them they're coming in through a different door, but we use different doors all the time. We have a chance to see, like, it doesn't even make sense to have that extra door there. But that was just for African Americans, and at that time they were called colored.
For young people, this is history that is new to them. For others, it's a past they lived.
They also get a chance to see the original colored restroom and colored waiting area. And for some, it's nostalgic. There are people, they come and they walk around, and I remember, you know, sitting here with my grandmother or whatever. So there are so many different perspectives from that era.
The museum tells the story of Carver, the peanut, and much more, with many intriguing stories from African-American scientists who shaped the future of this country. Traveling the countryside in Dothan, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.